107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a pleasure to welcome AJ Adams with Stratford Perth Pride on the phone lines. We've got lots to talk about. Good morning, AJ.
Good morning, Jamie.
Thanks so much for joining us. A very special event happened this week right in downtown Stratford concerning an installation. Can you remind us what happened this week?
Yeah, so this week our community really came together with Stratford Perth Pride, with Kelly Ballantyne from Circle Food, Powerhouse Painting, among others, to install Stratford and Perth County's very first rainbow crosswalk right in front of Stratford City Hall.
So as you mentioned, this is the very first one for Stratford and Perth County, and I understand you were taken with how a collaborative effort this really was.
Yeah, and it's one of those kind of funny things where when we talk about the LGBTQ community, we really talk about that word community and how everyone comes together. But in this project, we had folks who are both LGBTQ and not really come together and really try to advocate and implement something in downtown Stratford. And again, we saw those who have actually physically been involved, like the boots on the ground installing the project, but even just people walking by, taking photos and celebrating and talking about the crosswalk has been really overwhelming and kind of emotional, just seeing how much love there actually is in our small city.
And the comments on social media have been so positive with regards to this rainbow crosswalk. Again, it's right in downtown Stratford, right in front of City Hall. And this didn't come together quickly, though. This was it took a little while to get this going. Is that right? It was installed quickly, but it took a while to actually implement it.
Yeah, that's right. So Kelly Ballantyne of Circle Foods has been advocating for a crosswalk since before the pandemic. And when she first did that, she had posted on social media just to kind of see the desire of the community. And there was a lot of conversations about how important this is and how much the community really wants it. And Stratford Pride, as well as these other partners, we all came together and said, you know what, let's do this. So we went in front of City Council earlier this year. We got unanimous approval, so thank you to City Council if they're listening. And we've worked really hard, and I'm quite happy that we're able to implement this during LGBT History Month.
Well, again, congratulations on this, the Rainbow Crosswalk installation. And you lucked out with great weather for this week, considering how much rain we've had or heavy rains. You had some good weather for the installation and installed in just a couple of days. That's incredible.
Yeah, the folks at Powerhouse Painting, Jessica Elliott and her daughter Rochelle, as well as some other volunteers, they worked tirelessly for 2 days this week to install a crosswalk. From my understanding, it was one of their first crosswalks doing this thermoplastic material, but they really learned as they went, and if you haven't seen the project, they did an amazing job putting it in.
And AJ, let's talk about Stratford Perth Pride, sort of revamped, if you will, formerly known as Infinite Pride Stratford. So the organization has kind of been revamped, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a brand new board of directors, and earlier this year we all sat down and tried to figure out how can we better serve the community that we work in. So we decided that we would switch our name from Infinite Pride to Stratford to Stratford Perth Pride, so we can better represent not only the city of Stratford, but the entire county, and working with any of our other Pride organizations, such as North Perth Pride up in Listowel, Stratford Pride Community Center group here in Stratford.
So the Rainbow Crosswalk's been installed. Anything next on the agenda? I know it's been difficult for events during the pandemic, but anything on the horizon coming up?
Right now we're looking at pandemic kind of might change this, but fingers crossed. We're looking at what we want to do for Pride 2022, so that will be in June 2022. So our parade in Stratford, what we can do in some of the smaller Perth communities, such as Mitchell and St. Mary's. So we're looking at that right now, but if anyone has any thoughts or ideas on different LGBTQ community events or things like crosswalks, they can learn more about our group and contact us at StratfordPerthPride.com.
Okay, and before we let you go, AJ, you've got a contest going on with regards to the Rainbow Crosswalk. What's happening with that?
Yeah, that's correct. So we have a very exciting contest. So to help celebrate this huge milestone of the crosswalk and help spread the word about it, we have a contest, so if you post on social media with the hashtag Stratford Pride, so with a photo of the crosswalk, you're entered to win $100 of Downtown Stratford bucks. So they're dollars that can be spent in any participating business within Stratford downtown. So go out, take a photo of the crosswalk and put it up on your social media with the hashtag Stratford Pride.
All right. Is there a draw date for that?
Yep. So we will be drawing that on November 1st.
Okay. So still lots of time to get in on that. And we'll share that contest details, of course, on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystratfordnow.com. And AJ, can we pass along the website for Stratford Perth Pride just one more time there?
Yep. If folks want to learn more about us, it is stratfordperthpride.com.
Well, again, congratulations on the Rainbow Crosswalk, the installation this week. Boy, oh boy, just incredible for downtown Stratford. AJ Adams with Stratford Perth Pride. Thanks for this, AJ.
Thanks for having me.